Играется.
Today's Amud is Yuma Memches Amin Aleph. We're holding on the last word on Mem Zayin Amud Beis. So says the Gemara. The Gemara is continuing to discuss different halachas with regards to Kamitza and Chafina. So says the Gemara, Bari Rav Papa, Davke Lekoimeitz B'dayfnei Demana, Mai, what's the halacha if after performing Kamitza, so we've mentioned that the Kohen, he takes his three middle fingers and he folds it against his palm, and like that he takes flour out of the bowl. That's called the Lekoimeitz. And so the halacha is that after the Kohen performs Kamitza, so he takes the Lekoimeitz and he's Mekadesh it in the Kli Sharis. So Rav Papa wants to know, the way Rashi explains the Gemara Shaila, Rav Papa Shaila, is that Rav Papa wants to know what's the halacha of the kain, instead of taking the kainmates and just putting it into the kli, onto the bottom of the kli, he takes it and he sticks it against the wall of the kli. He sticks it against the wall of the kli sharis. So says the Gemara, Dabke the kainmates bedaifne demon emai, if he sticks it against the wall of the kli, what's the halacha? Taich kli beina and vaika, do we say he just needs to put it inside the kli and lamaisa he accomplished that? Aidilma hanacha betaicha ketiknoi beinan vahalaka, or maybe no, he needs to put it in regular. Literally, and he doesn't have that, so therefore it says the Gemara Teiku. Similar, Shaila Bayer Marbar Ravashi Apche Lemana V'Davke Lekoimeitz Ba'arise Demana Mahu. What's the lacha if you have a klisharis? He turns over the klisharis, and now the bottom of the klisharis had an indent in it. So now when he turns it over, it has a base kibul. So he turns over the kli and he takes the kaimitz and he sticks it into the bottom of the kli, which again it had a base kibul. It has a base kibul, so it's technically inside the kli. So Mahu, what's the halacha? Do we say anacha b'saicha be'ina va'ika? Do we say he just needs to put it inside the kli and lamaisa it's inside the kli? Dilma anacha ketikna be'ina v'laka? Or maybe no, he needs to do it regularly and that he didn't do. It says the Gemara teiku. Bayi Rav Papa, now we're going back to Chafina, Malay Chafnav Sha'amru, that which the Kohen Gadol is supposed to take, a Malay Chafnav, a full scoop with his two hands, so when he takes from the Keteres from the Machta and he puts it into the Kaf, so that halacha that he takes a malay chafnav, what type of malay chafnav does he take? Mechukais or gedushais? Is it like exact, very leveled, exactly not any higher, not any lower than where his hands are? A gedushais, or does he take a heaping handful? So says the Gemara, Amar le Rabbi Abel or Bashi, it's neither of them. Tashema, the Braisa says, Malay chafnav sha'amru, that which they said here, that the Kohen Gadol is supposed to take malay chafnav, lay mechukais or lay gedushais, it's not leveled and it's not heaping. Ela tefufais, it's just slightly over his hand, somewhere in between mechukais and gedushais. It's not mamish like heaping, but it isn't leveled with his hands, with his cupped hands either. It goes slightly over. That's the definition of a malay chafnav. So now, before the Gemara asked its next Shaila, so the Gemara is going to have a few lines of a Hagdama to the next Shaila. And it's going to tell us about the halachas of Asugya and Zvachim, famously known as the Sugya of Nishbach. So says the Gemara, as you can guess, the Mishnah starts, Tan Hasam, Nishbach Adam al Ritzpa. Let's say, after the Shechita, so the halacha is when after the Kain, or whatever it was, would shech the carbon, so a Kain needs to be Mekabel the Dam. So let's say nishbach adam al ritzba va'asfay. Let's say before the kohen got the chance to catch the dam spilled on the floor. It was nishbach adam al ritzba. The dam spilled on the floor, and then the kohen picked it up from the floor. So the halacha is that it's pasul. He's not allowed to use that dam to be zayrik. That dam becomes pasul for zrika. Min hakli al ritzba. However, if he first caught it in the kli, he caught the dam in the kli, and then it spilled. It was nishbach from the kli onto the floor va'asfay, and then he gathered it back up. So then the halacha is that it's kosher. It first has to go to the kli, but if it spills from the animal onto the floor, so then the dam becomes pasul lizrika. So now minani mili. Now what's the makar for this halacha? The Tanur Rabbanan v'lakach midam apar. The pasuk says that he takes from the dam of the par. So we darshan from there midam nefesh flow midam ar. That he's supposed to be mekabel dafka the dam of the dam, it's called dam nefesh, the dam that the neshama of the animal leaves with. V'loy mi dam ar, not the dam that just from the initial cut, not that dam. Agav, you see from this gemara that there's such a thing as dam in the skin. There's a famous taz in Yerdeya and Simen Chav Gimel on the Ramo over there in Sivav, where the taz says that if a person cuts an animal slightly and even though he only cuts it slightly through the skin, but if dam comes out, so then you have to be chayshish that you made the animal already into the treifa. Taz uses a lashon like, and because if not, where do you think the dam came from? and seeming because there's no Dama R, and the Achareinim all ask from our Gemara that seems to be Mavur that there is such a thing called Dama R. Al Kapanim said the Gemara Darshins of Velokach Midama Par, Midama Nefesh Velo Midama R. That it has to be that he's Makabal the Dam that the animal's Neshama leaves with, and not from just the initial cut into the skin, Velo Midama Tamsis, and also not from the Dam that just trickles out at the end. It has to be somewhere in between, in the middle, where the Nefesh, where the Neshama of the animal leaves. We also Darshin, Midama Par, so we Darshin, even though the pasuk says the mem in the beginning, it says midam hapar, we darshan it that kilu it says the mem in the beginning of the word hapar, that it says dam me hapar, that we darshan dam me hapar yikablanu, that you have to catch the dam from the par, you have to catch dafka the dam from the par directly, it can't fall onto the floor. Now, how do we know to darshan it this way? Mechatesi, to just take a mem and just move it around, says the Gemara, because the isak daitach midam hapar. Because if you're going to think to read it the way it says it, that the pasuk means that you should catch from the dam of the par, that would give the mashmois that mi dam vafilu mixas dam, that you only take from the dam of the par, that only some of the dam, that you don't have to catch all the dam. Now that's not true, because v'ama Rav Yehuda said that hamikabel tzarich shekabel es kol dam eshel par. You have to catch all the dam. Shemar, as the pasuk says, ves kol dam par yishpeichel yisayin mizbeach. So you have to catch all of it. So therefore, we darshin el shma minom my mi dam apar. That's how we knew to darshan it, to move the mem. Instead of reading it, midam apar, that kilu we read it, dam mehapar yikablanu. That you have to catch the dam from the par, and it can't be nishbach, it can't spill onto the floor. Now, we have to have the rights to darshan it like that. So says the Gemara, we do have the rights, because the Torah, because we have a klal that the kesavar geirin umaisif in the darshan, we hold that geirin, you could take a letter, you could remove a letter from a word, umaisif and then add it onto a different word for darshan, and then make a Russia. We have a klal, Masaira in darshaning the Torah in such a way, and therefore that's how we darshan it. Al Kapanim, this whole thing was just the Hakdama. So this was all about the idea of Nishbach. Now says the Gemara, Bayu Rav Papa. We want to know what's the halacha on Yom Kippur when the Kohen Gadol takes his Mlei Chafnav. What's the halacha if some of the Keteres then spills? Do we say that Yadoy is Ketzaver Behema Dami? Upsula. Do we compare the Kohen Gadol's hands to like the neck of the animal, and that when the Keteres then spills, so now the Keteres becomes pasul? Aydilm, just like the dam. Aydilm kekli sharis dami. Or do we compare the Kohen Gadol's hands to the kli sharis? And the halacha is that when dam spills from the kli sharis, it does not become pasul. V'loy pasula, v'loy pasula, it does not become pasul. So says the Gemara Teku. Bai Rav Papa, another kachim related shaila. Bai Rav Papa, chishay bechafinas keteres mahu. What's the halacha if when the Kohen Gadol performs chafina, he takes the mlei chafnav? What's the halacha if he has a machshava psula? If he has, Rashi says, a machshava spigul while he does that, he has a machshava that as he does the chafina, he thinks I'm doing this chafina to be makter the keteres tomorrow. So it's a machshava chutz lazmana, a machshava spigul. So what's the halacha? Is that going to pass the keteres? Mi amrinan yalef mulei mulei mi mincha. Do we say to learn out mulei mulei from a mincha? Ma hasam mahanya ba machshava. Just like over there, machshava does work to make it possible. We learn it out from shlamim that over there it does help to make it possible. So hachanami mahanya ba machshava. So here too, also by the mulei chafnav of Yom Kippur, there also it's going to help a machshava to make it possible. I love or no, we don't learn it out from mincha, and therefore in a machshava really does not help. If you chishev, it's not going to make the keteres possible. So Amrli Rav Shimi Bar Ashi L'Rav Papa, we'll bring you a raya tashma, because we learned in a Mishnah Idias that Haysef Rabbi Akiva added, and he said he was mechadesh that v'haketeres v'alavaina v'agacholim, regarding the keteres all year round, the lavaina which was brought together with the karban mincha, and the gecholim, the Rambam learns, is referring to the gecholim of Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol took into his machto. Shem nagat tful yoyim b'miktsasan. The halacha is that if a tful yoyim touches even just some of them, the halacha is that he's passed laskula and he passes the entire thing. He passes all of it. Now that's a true. This halacha, this chumrah of that is pasul as kulan, that's a halacha that only applies to things that have kedushas aguf, that it's a carbon. So now says the Gemara, from the fact that this halacha is true about keteres, so kasal kadaitach, we assume, and Ritva points out that this is not just a havamina, like usually kasal kadaitach means. Here the Gemara means kasal kadaitach means that we're saying that mean the pasul tful yoyim, from the fact that we see that Rabbi Akiva said that there'll be this psul of the tful yoyim, that if he's naga b'miktsas so be pasul as kulan. So pasul na milina. So because since we see obviously it has kedushas aguf, it's like a carbon. So it's also going to have psulina. It's also going to be pasulina if it's left overnight. It's going to become pasul. Like that's the halacha of karbanis. Karbanis have a psul of lina. Umidalina pasla pasul na mi machshava. And from the fact that lina pasuls it, it's like a carbon. In the fact that it'll have a psulina, so pasul na mi machshava. So also having a bad machshava will pasul it just like it passes a carbon. So in a roundabout way, the Gemara is bringing a raya that machshava will work by chafina to passel it, that if the Kohen Gadol has a machshava that he's going to be makter the Keteres the next day on Yud Aleph Tishrei, so the halacha is that it's going to be passel.